Track 8, Swords and More. To think now about the story of the Civil War as a whole, let's go back in time to see actual items carried or used by Union soldiers during the Civil War. At Harriet Tubman, turn right, continue past the staircase and a computer desk to the start of the military section on the balcony, and stop at case 31. In a minute, we'll find the Civil War items. Before we do, however, lean on the balcony's wooden railing and take a few minutes to think about what soldiers carry today in our wars in Iraq or Afghanistan. It's daunting to think about this. Where have your images of these wars come from? Newspapers? TV news, or personal experience? What do our soldiers wear and carry to protect themselves? And what kinds of equipment and weapons weigh them down? Turn off the tour for a moment to jot down your answers and to suggest what the items they carry say to you about the soldiers carrying them. Those things are very different from the stuff carried by soldiers in the Civil War. Now turn to the swords in case 33. If the light goes out, walk back to case 31 for a second, and it will go on again. You recall Lieutenant Hidden's sword, which you briefly sketched downstairs. Here, the second sword from the top is the personal sword used by New York State Captain Philip Schuyler for 4 years in the Civil War. Look at the etched decorations on the steel blade. Why would a soldier carry a weapon with such a flowery design and ornate workmanship? Schuyler's lavishly made sword was a reflection of his family's wealth and prestige. Go to case 37. The items here are more what we expect. Practical objects with little decoration. Notice 5 or 6 objects that might have been used by Union soldiers shown in the cavalry charge painting. Don't those 2 simple cloth Union caps look familiar? You can probably picture those belt buckles and buttons on the uniforms. Riding horses, the men would have had spurs like these in the display. We recall the pistol pointed at Hidden. The revolver here is bigger and a different kind, but it could also be used in one-on-one combat. Finally, the front of the case has a rifle musket with bayonet and scabbard. This was a common weapon for both Union and Confederate soldiers, and probably was what those beaten Confederate soldiers were carrying in the cavalry painting. These firearms, Enfield rifles, were imported from England beginning in 1860 by both Union and Confederate armies. Both sides thought of them as cutting edge. This particular one was used by a private in the 128th New York Volunteers. On this tour, we've mostly been thinking about Civil War stories conveyed by painters and sculptors. The artifacts we've just been looking at remind us that these stories are not just stories, but a glimpse into the trauma of this era. Real individuals whose names and personal histories we'll never know, in massive numbers, went through these agonies and challenges.